girls and women's teams.
From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
The president, surrounded by women and girls in sports, fulfilling a campaign pledge.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
Trump also put schools receiving federal funding on notice.
If you let men take over women's sports teams or invade your locker rooms, you will be investigated for violations of Title IX and risk your federal funding. There will be no federal funding.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
And winter weather advisory stretch from North Dakota and Iowa all the way to the mid-Atlantic and through all of New England. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
They're going to have snow, sleet, freezing rain, making for a very dangerous commute on Thursday into Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening as well. And I'm sure that this is also going to affect air travel in these regions.
A suspect is taken into custody 12 hours after a shooting at a warehouse in Ohio last night, left a co-worker dead and five others wounded. New Albany, Ohio Police Chief Greg Jones says Bruce Foster III worked in the large facility.
Nobody had reported that there was any conflict or that he was in trouble at work. So there was really no apparent motive at the time.
Foster was arrested in nearby Columbus. A trial of a kidney cancer vaccine shows promise for those in stage 3 and 4 of the disease. More from CBS's Allison Keyes.
All non-kidney cancer patients in a clinical trial remain cancer-free nearly 3 years after receiving a personalized therapeutic vaccine. Researchers say they had successful anti-cancer immune responses and call the results positive. Patients with stage 3 and 4 kidney cancer are at a high risk of recurrence.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
This is Holly Robinson Peete for Eggland's Best. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs and a proud member of Navy Federal Credit Union. I was just an E3 when I first joined Navy Federal, and now I'm a middle-aged guy, and Navy Federal is still coming in clutch. With flexible savings, investing options, even high-interest certificates that you can add money to anytime during your term. And one day all those savings are going to equal a new boat. See why Navy Federal Credit Union means it when they say our members are the mission. Savings products are insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
The Louisiana Department of Health is recalling oysters that were harvested off the state's coast. WWLZ in Ozan in New Orleans.
According to officials with the Louisiana Department of Health, oysters harvested in Area 3 since January 10th may be contaminated with norovirus-like illnesses. State authorities say 15 people became ill after eating oysters harvested from Area 3, which is a marshy area off Louisiana's east coast. The illnesses, officials say, were not life-threatening. According to the health department, oysters harvested in other areas off the Louisiana coast are safe to eat. Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The NFL is expanding its international footprint to Australia. The league says that it will be playing a game in 2026 in Melbourne at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The Los Angeles Rams will be the home team for that game, part of a multi-year commitment to play in Melbourne. As of the 2025 season, the NFL can schedule up to 8 league-operated regular season games internationally. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with patchy areas of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing but windy. Gusts to 40 miles an hour. A high close to 40. Partly sunny and near 30 Friday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Yeah. to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace out in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
that dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Who can say how it really feels?
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby.
Me and you, just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect.
One can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you, just take two. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Just take two. Just take two.
Special treat.
Two can make that single move. It's something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight, thinking that it's really nice.
But two walk in the hand in hand, it's like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby, to make a dream come true.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
She bent down. she born here, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at the
outside USA.
Ventura County line,
outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trent,
outside USA. Caribbean,
outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
outside USA.
Everybody's gone surfing USA.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city.
WRJN.
Yeah.
Stock dust.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody
from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later,
cause she can't keep her foot off the accelerator. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me wild. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
J.N.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Goes by so slow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
President Trump signing an executive order banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's sports. Other people are unhappy with the president's actions so far.
From Annapolis, Maryland.
This is what democracy looks like!
To Indianapolis, Indiana.
I'm watching people at my community be targeted. I'm watching people at my mosque be targeted.
To Austin, Texas.
We are the majority!
People came out carrying signs calling President Trump a criminal for his executive orders on everything from immigration to transgender rights. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
It's down to the wire now for some government employees to decide on their future, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take it, they'd get full salary and benefits and not have to work through the end of September. The deferred resignation offer is available to all full-time federal employees except those in the military, postal service, or those working in immigration enforcement and national security.
The Washington Post reports tens of thousands of federal workers are accepting the offer. Sources tell CBS News that representatives of the non-government Department of Government Efficiency entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Weather Agency in Maryland and D.C., accessing IT systems and employee computers. Staffers were told to expect a 50% reduction in staff. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are in the path of harsh weather in the eastern U.S.
This is going to be a nasty mixture of winter weather, from snow to ice, freezing rain, and then rain to the south. So there's our winter weather advisories. 96 million people impacted by the storm as we go through the next few days.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore. In Georgia, Judge John Turner has tossed out the rest of the case against a former prosecutor accused of protecting the ex-employee and his son after they chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery. The ruling hinges on an oath Jackie Johnson is accused of breaking, different from the one in effect when Arbery was murdered.
The oath is expired. You cannot violate an oath of office unless you're charged under the actual oath.
That's Judge Turner. Scientists in the UK have made the first image on the inside of a scroll carbonized by a volcanic eruption 2,000 years ago. Hundreds of papyrus scrolls were found in the 1750s in the remains of the Roman town of Herculaneum, a neighbor of doomed Pompeii. The scrolls are too fragile to unroll, but a high-tech X-ray scan using AI identified ink and enhanced the text. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter.